When the Wright brothers made their famous first flight at Kitty Hawk 100 years ago, it was considerably shorter, just 12 seconds. In this centennial year, there have been TV documentaries, a batch of books, and a slew of exhibitions celebrating the event. It goes without saying that Wilbur and Orville deserve their place in aviation history, but Harriet Baskis reports they didn't get there alone.
Like 11-year-old Catherine Strom, many of those who visit the Museum of Flight in Seattle know something about the Wright brothers.
They were brothers, and they had always wanted to fly since they were real little. And they went in a contest for who could fly in the air the longest, and they won.
Now tell me about the Wright brothers' sister.
I have no idea if they had a sister or not.
Most people don't know that Orville and Wilbur had a sister or two older brothers. But historian James Tobin says without their younger sister, Catherine, Orville and Wilbur might have stayed grounded.
She certainly made it possible for them to not have to worry about the nuts and bolts of everyday living, of preparing meals, of doing laundry. They had time to do their work and to do it rather obsessively, full time.
Tobin says Catherine also worked full time as a high school Latin teacher, and she filled in at her brother's bicycle shop. And after the groundbreaking Kitty Hawk flight, Catherine helped her notoriously shy siblings market their invention. Dawn Dewey is the head of special collections at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio.
She was truly an ambassador for them, someone who helped promote them and deal with all the social activities and gatherings that they were required to go to. I've heard her called the third Wright brother.
In fact, Orville, Wilbur, and Catherine Wright were such a team, says historian James Tobin, that legend has it the trio vowed to live together forever. They did stay close. After Wilbur died in 1912, Catherine lived with Orville and their dad in the family home. Tobin, who is the author of To Conquer the Air, The Wright Brothers and the Great Race for Flight, says after the Wrights' father died, Catherine stayed on at the house with Orville.
They lived in many ways as man and wife, placing each other sort of first in their affections. Obviously, it was not, there were no sexual connotations to the relationship, but it was a terribly close and mutually supportive relationship.
But Tobin says that tight bond unraveled in 1927, when at the age of 50, Catherine started corresponding with an old college friend, Kansas City newspaperman Henry Haskell.
And when he proposed to her, she was really distraught because she worried that to break out of her relationship with Orville would be a kind of betrayal of her brother.
Which is exactly how Orville reacted to Catherine's subsequent marriage.
In an amazingly kind of selfish and stubborn way, Orville refused to give them his blessing. He refused to attend their wedding. He essentially did not welcome her back at their home in Dayton.
Evidence of this rift survives in letters Catherine wrote to her friends and in an internal Associated Press memo, number 124, dated just 2 months after the wedding. The memo is on display at Seattle's Museum of Flight in a new exhibition called The Birth of Aviation. Lead exhibit developer Ben Sorreo found the AP memo buried among the more than 32,000 Wright-related documents at the Library of Congress.
And this order was given to the superintendents, the news editors, and correspondents, saying that we have accepted as a true story that Miss Catherine Wright, sister of the Wright brothers, contributed financially and scientifically to the first success of the airplane. The Wright families have shown that this is not true. Please see to it that any item offered in our service refrains from accepting as true this very pretty story of sisterly support in this achievement. There was a lot of sisterly support in their achievement. The fact that the Associated Press created in this internal document only shows that somebody wrote something to them.
That somebody, says historian James Tobin, was probably Orville Wright.
Stories would have been published at the time of Catherine's marriage that referred to her role in the invention of the airplane. And Orville always wanted to get the story straight. Now, it's unfortunate that he would have sort of gone out of his way to read Catherine out of the story, but it was at a time when he was feeling very bitter toward her, and that probably explains what he was up to.
We might never know what Orville was really up to, because when he died in 1948, he left orders for all of his confidential papers to be burned. Dawn Dewey from Wright State University is dismayed to think what Catherine Wright could have been up to.
She became very active in the Young Women's League and the Dayton College Women's Club. She served as president of both of those organizations. She helped organize the suffrage march here in Dayton. I often wonder what her life might have been like if she'd had more opportunity to pursue her own interests.
After Catherine Wright left Dayton for Kansas City, she saw her brother Orville just one more time. That was in 1929, 2 years after her marriage, when Orville came to her bedside shortly before she died of pneumonia. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskis in Seattle.